Now, another of Caroline's favoured servants was also painted in this staircase picture I've been taking you through. And he was a fascinating character called Peter the Wild Boy. Peter the Wild Boy was a feral child, and he'd been discovered about the age of 10, living all by himself in the woods near to Hanover. And he was brought to court as a curiosity, really, and he was treated as a sort of a human pet. He really caught on in Georgian London, which loved an oddity. I was talking with some people earlier about another Georgian celebrity called Mrs. Tofts, who was the woman famous for having given birth to a litter of rabbits. And in some senses, Peter the Wild Boy fell into the same category. He was a curiosity, he was an oddity. He was in all the newspapers, and you could go and see a waxwork of him that was displayed at Mrs. Salmon's waxwork gallery in the Strand, if you wanted to. And this is a very Georgian pastime, going to the waxworks, a place of spectacle, but also an egalitarian place, a place where you could meet all sorts of other people who you didn't know, and you could look at the waxworks, you could learn something about the curiosities of the human race, and you could assess everybody else's dress sense. That seems to me a totally 18th century pastime. Now, what was so curious about Peter the Wild Boy? Well, he could not speak. And today, we believe that he was quite severely autistic. He has this very distinctive Cupid's bow in the upper lip of his mouth, which would suggest that he suffered one particular condition called Pitt-Hopkins syndrome. And people today who got this usually have severe learning difficulties. So maybe that explains the lack of language. But then he became all the rage because he was a mystery, because he seemed to stand for one of the central questions of the Enlightenment, now well underway, which was, what does it mean to be a human being? Did Peter the Wild Boy, who had no speech, actually have a soul? Was this possible? Or was he just an animal? Or, and it's a third, or was he the noble savage of the forests that philosophers posited as the ideal human being, not yet tainted by society or religion or politics or commerce? Was he, in fact, the ideal human being? You can see why he was such a sort of maelstrom of everything that was exciting to the thinkers and philosophers of Georgian London. He became the Queen's personal servant, and it's nice that she looked after him. She appointed a doctor to make sure that he was given proper medical treatment as far as they were able to. But also, it's disappointing from our perspective to learn that they tried to teach him how to speak, and they did this by whacking him with a broad leather strap. Poor old Peter.